Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 3, verses 14 and 15.
Indeed, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, "You will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them."
Now, today's devotional reflection. In the first century, rabbis used parables to communicate profound truths to their followers. When the follower of a rabbi understood the truth being shared, the rabbi would say, "You've heard and you've heard, you've seen and you've seen." Rabbi Jesus also communicated through parables. Nathan came to King David with a parable about a poor man having a pet lamb. A rich man came and took the pet lamb. King David heard Nathan, but he did not hear. David was ready to carry out justice. Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man." It was then that David heard, and he heard, he saw, and he saw. In Malcolm Gladwell's book, The Tipping Point, How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference, he recalls an experiment where two Princeton University psychologists conducted a study inspired by Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan. Using the Princeton Theological Seminary, the psychologists met with the two groups individually and asked each student to prepare a short sermon on the Good Samaritan, then walk to a nearby building and present their message. Unknown to the students, the psychologists hired an actor who each student would encounter on their way. The actor was face down, groaning, eyes closed as if he was in major distress. One group thought they were in a hurry to give their message. The other group thought they had time to spare. The findings were that 10% of the students who thought they were in a hurry stopped to help the actor, and some 60% of the students who thought they had time to spare stopped to help. How often are we like David or the seminarians who did not stop to help the actor? We hear, but we do not hear. We see, but we do not see. We want to take the truth of Scripture and apply it to everyone else, but we somehow think we are exempt. We hear, we see, without hearing and seeing. In other words, we believe the message is for everyone but us. When God speaks truth to us from His Word, the first place we should go is to the mirror. We should let the truth change us. My prayer for me is that I hear, see, and obey. How about you? Let Rabbi Jesus' truth change you. Hear, see, and obey. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.